Hello, everybody. Before the show starts, I have to make a correction. On my recent episode where I talk about what was wrong with podcasting, I put words in the mouth of Dave Slusher that weren't his. I said quite accurately that he was an early champion of the term podcasting, but I was under the impression that he was not satisfied with the name. I'm not going to put any more words in him. That's not the case. He did not say that he had regrets with the name podcasting. I don't know where I got that from, but I apologize to Dave wholeheartedly. I am really sorry. I did not mean to do that. I am completely at fault. I apologize profusely. This is not one of those half-assed apologies where, you know, I'm sorry if you were offended. No. I was at fault. I apologize. I'm sorry. I do not want to put words in Dave Slusher's mouth that are not his. He is very capable of speaking for himself. Like me, however, he realizes that there's nothing else. There was no better term. And this I know, you know, because it's like there's nothing else that came along in the past 7 years or so. It does the job, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to say that. Sorry about the sound quality. I am not using my Zoom. I am using my telephone, which sounds like ass. But I can't find my Zoom this morning. I think I left it by my bed before I left the house. It's going to be a Zoomless day. Anyway, enjoy the show. I hope you like it.
Thank you. This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Hello and welcome to Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Deliberate Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com. You go there, you have links to all the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network. You select which one you want to listen to. You select which one you want to listen to. You go there and you can listen to all the shows. We have players. We have podcast players for every single one in the network. Including this one that you're listening to. In fact, you know what? If you just listen to this show or any of the shows on the website, let me know, because I'm curious as to why you don't subscribe through a podcatcher of some sort. Anyway, just let me know. You can send it to feedback@deliberatenoise.com, or you know what? No. Just send it to Derek, D-E-R-E-K. @deliberatenoise.com. We're all friends here. I'm driving home from work, so I don't know what music I'm going to play yet. It was really kind of a bummer because I did this last episode also, and I didn't mention that I played a couple of songs from the late, great Gil Scott-Heron. So if you like Gil Scott-Heron, this is his newer stuff. Which, to tell you the truth, it wasn't as good as his older stuff. Check it out anyway. It was still really good, if you ask me. But he recently died, and it was really a bitch, because the show before the last one, I was going to put some... You know what? Hold on. Here, just listen to some music, and I'll tell you what was going on with Gil Scott.
Dreaming, now I'm supposed to fill it up with something, something, something. get the story down. Waltzing right out of the room. You get when your parents stay over in June. Всеки ден напред намери, как обичаше да се катериш. Котката воря днес превърни, извън картата да излети. С бъдещето си ако играеш. Keep it.
kata tada izleti. Zgledaj štetu si ako igraješ realno I volšebno.
All right, now. Episode before last, I was going to play Gil Scott-Heron, but I couldn't choose between which song of his I wanted to play because I had two that I could play, you know. But I didn't know which one I was going to pick, and I ended up picking neither. And then the day I posted or the day after I posted it, they announced that he had died. It hit the news. And Gil Scott-Heron was one of those guys whose music I really enjoyed, right? You know, you had a bunch of people saying that he was the godfather of rap, and I don't really believe that. Some people called him a spoken word artist, and yes, he did do spoken word, and yes, a lot of rappers did try to mimic his cadences, but he was also a really good jazz singer, you know? Not scat, scoobop-a-dee-bop-a-boobop-a-day. But if you listen to a lot of his stuff, like Angel Dust and Angola, Louisiana, or Louisiana, I should say, ain't no such thing as a Superman. Your Daddy Loves You. You will see that he had a really good voice. You know, at least I liked it. It was scratchy, it was gravelly, and I really really liked it. But unfortunately, he got hooked up with drugs, and it really destroyed his voice. If you listen to his newer stuff compared to the stuff when he was like at his prime, late 70s, early 80s, you'll hear such a huge difference, you know. And it's really weird because like 2 years ago, I was trying to find out whatever happened to Gil Scott-Heron. His cousin, I believe, Kim Scott-Heron, who was a reviewer. He would do reviews for the newspapers. I think he even had a podcast or has a podcast for a West Coast public radio station. But he mentioned his cousin a couple times in interviews. It's one of those things where he's like, yeah, he's on drugs. And that was it. That's all he would say about it. But then I found out he was on drugs. And I was like, oh, man, this is not going to end well. And it turns out it didn't. Anyway, here's some more music. Thank you. Now, there are some people who just know Gil Scott-Heron from The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, which is a good song, great song, but there's a lot of other stuff that he did. If you're really interested, like Winter in America, or The Bottle, look for the stuff that has Brian Johnson also on it, playing the flute. It was just really, really, really good. It's jazz, but it's real bluesy. Not real bluesy, but it's got soul to it. It's got blues to it. You know, because he talks about, I'm not going to say the human condition, because there's one thing I've learned in the past couple of years. You know, people start talking about the human condition. What they really mean is what poor people are going through. Yeah, because rich people are also human, and they don't feel the way we feel. You know, that's one thing I've learned. They may think they feel the way we feel, but they really don't. It's really funny because a lot of people who we would consider rich, you know, me and you, people who are listeners would consider rich, they don't think they're rich. They think they're middle class, you know. You know, they it's just, it's really weird. You know, they have household incomes, you know, over $500,000, and they think they're just middle class, you know. And it's like, wow, you guys really are missing the point here. You know, you're rich. And for those people who say, oh, you know, $500,000 a year, that's really not rich, then chances are you're rich yourself. No, but he talked about what he saw, you know. He talked about, you know, he used the word ghetto, the way, you know, the way most people used to use the word ghetto before it was turned into, you know, a punchline, you know, between, you know, for a comedy bit, you know. You might be ghetto if, you know, it's like, wow, really? You know, people say ghetto, people would say ghetto because slum just didn't have the same kind of resonance, you know. But yeah, he would say it, and a lot of the things that he would describe in his lyrics and in his words, you know, because they're lyrics and they're words, because like I say, he was also a spoken word as well as a singer. Man, I wish I could play more of his music right now without running the risk of getting sued. But yeah, hold on. Here's some more music. See, I'm trying not to go too long between music because people like to complain about it. And it really pisses me off sometimes, because somebody will sit through a 5 or 6 minute song, because I will play a 5 or 6 minute song, but then get bent out of shape if I talk for 3 minutes or 4 minutes.
Stumbling from one club to another, my friends and I all lost each other. I didn't want the weekend to be over. Stood at the cash point trying to look sober. That's when I saw you. Stood in the middle of a very long queue. Turned our phones off, ignored our friends. I felt my knees weaken. I thought I'd never see you again. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you by saying something stupid like I love you. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you by saying something stupid like I love you. It was a lost weekend. We took our clothes off and made no sense. I felt my knees weaken. I threw myself into the deep end. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you by saying something stupid like I love you. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. It was a lost weekend. I knew a shortcut and I showed you how. I held your hand to take you through the crowd. Danced to a song that I still don't know. It was late, I was drunk, it was the radio. Oh yeah. I wish you could have stayed there forever with me. But the people in the chip shop, they asked us to leave. I remember when I asked you for your number, and your hands up underneath my jumper. Hello. Over and over and over.
bit like I love you. It was a lost weekend. 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 We'll be right back.
All right, now the reason that people like to say that Gil Scott Heron was, you know, the godfather of rap is because once rap got out of its silly dance phase in the beginning, and you had people like Run DMC who came out with Hard Times and, you know, I kind of, it's like that. But, you know, you got people like KRS-One, you know, talking about the stuff that they were actually seeing, you know. The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, you know, White Lines, which is kind of silly, but still, you know, I mean, it was talking about drug addiction, you know, the scourge of drugs. Yeah, I can see that because these are things that he was talking about. People like him and the Last Poets, you know, this is what they were talking about. You know, this is what a lot of poets straight up were talking about, but nobody wanted to hear it. You know, I mean, nobody really wants to hear poetry unless it's got music behind it, you know. If it's a love song and it's got, if it's a love poem and it's got harps behind it, then boom, you know, you got a pop song. You know, if it's got violins and bass, boom, you got an R&B song, you know. But if you got a drum beat, you got a rap song, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just, that's what poetry is. Poetry and music go hand in hand, but a lot of people, you get rid of the music and just have, like, bongos and shit. Nobody wants to hear that. People are like, oh, what is this, fucking coffee house? Oh, what was, there was a show that the people who did Def Comedy Jam did, but it was, like, slam poetry. I can't remember what it was called. But, you know, I tried to watch that, and it was just like, ugh, I don't even give a fuck, you know. Some people, you can tell, are being fake earnest, you know. It's like, you know, oh, I look around, and all I see are garbage piles. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what, then get a fucking broom and clean your room, you know. I never got that sense of fakeness from Gil Scott Heron. Just never did. He could have been fake, I don't know, you know, but he never seemed that way. Anyway, thank you for listening. Did not mean to talk about Gil Scott Heron this entire show without being able to play any of his music, but oh well, you know. Who knows? Maybe if I played some music, people would be like, oh wow, you know what? That's pretty good. Let me go and buy my own copy. And then the estate of Gil Scott Heron, or I should say his record company, could make a little bit more money. But because of the short-sighted people who are in charge of music licensing, I can't do that. So, but if you're really interested in some Gil Scott Heron recommendations, go ahead and drop me a line, Derek, as D-E-R-E-K, at DeliberateNoise.com. Thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode where I will probably talk about more than just Gil Scott Heron.
Glacier, it's an airborne flu. It's your disbelieving eyes locking concrete miles. It's your yawning conscience and your lawyer's smile. It's an occupied country foaming at the mouth. No smoking gun, no mushroom cloud. It's a military mother with a boy in hell. And it's a flag draped casket down an oil well. It's an Argentine schoolgirl gagged and bound. It's a torture camp, it's a long way down. It's the constant bracing shock of now. And it's the whole damn world turned inside out, alright. Well, it's a march to extinction with your god in step. It's his name in your mouth, it's his cross on your neck. It's a farm boy sprinting over desert dirt. And he's patting the Our Father in staccato spurts. Now that's his automatic rifle, tells no lies. That's his truth in your stomach.
stomach is no alibi. But the trouble lies on the other side. With an equal truth prepping for this holy night. There's the crescent and the starlink in the virgin sky. And here's the call of milk and honey from the afterlife. And that eases to the checkpoint is common shore. It's collateral damage, it's the cost of war. It's another bag of bones for the gods to sort. Just another bag of bones for the gods to sort. January heat wave in a pulsing crowd. Just an African militia kids with submachines. It's a conflict diamond on your bride-to-be. It's the dispossessed lining up at every gate. It's the facts worth facing, facing way too late. It's the mission of modernity, go get what's yours. Till there's nothing left over, till we get no more. And it's not what we're owed, but it's what we've earned. And it's closer than we realize, it's time now to burn.
I'm going to go to the